Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Mauritius and strengthening India-Mauritius partnership. The participants are Rajiv Bhatia, former ambassador, and KB Prasad, senior journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his highly successful visit to the nation of Mauritius, a country which decided and conferred on him the highest civilian honor, the Grand Order of the Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of Indian Ocean. We'll pause here to hear Prime Minister Narendra Modi characterize the strength of India and Mauritius relationship.
भारत और मॉरिशस पार्टनरशिप केवल हमारे ऐतिहासिक संबंधों तक सीमित नहीं है। ये साझा मूल्यों, आपसी विश्वास और उज्जवल भविष्य के एक समान दृष्टिकोण पर आधारित है। हमारे संबंधों को आपने हमेशा नेतृत्व प्रदान किया है और इसी नेतृत्व के बल पर हमारी साझेदारी हर क्षेत्र में निरंतर मजबूत हो रही है।
Ambassador Rajiv Bhatia, the visit is certainly epoch for the country, for the Prime Minister, and also India declaring that the partnership will be looked at as the enhanced strategic partnership. Given the geopolitical and geostrategic location of Mauritius and the larger construct that we look at from India, how would you like to characterize this particular visit?
In my considered view, this was a very well prepared visit. First of all, this was a unique honor for the country that in the past decade, on three separate occasions, Mauritius invited an Indian leader to attend its Independence Day event as the chief guest. First, it was Mr. Modi himself back in 2015, then our president last year, and now once again the Prime Minister. I think the degree of success can be gauged by the fact that Mauritius regards India as a time-tested and trusted friend. And in the same manner, India regards Mauritius as a close maritime neighbor and a key partner. I think these are words uttered by our respective leaders, and they have been chosen very carefully. Those who do not study these matters on a kind of a professional manner, they simply need to be aware that when we say it is a successful visit or a well-prepared visit, it is based on these signals which our highest political leadership is giving. So, first of all, the atmosphere was good, the context was good. The award that you mentioned is most welcome. Our Prime Minister said this is an honor and tribute to the strong relationship, and it is an honor and tribute also to the 1.4 billion people of India. And I particularly like the word, the star and key of the Indian Ocean. This is probably also Mauritius' national motto. It indicates the position of that nation in the vast West Indian Ocean. And if I may say, as we talk about the results, in a way, here is an ocean which is named after India. And so in a way, indirectly, this award is saying that Mauritius also regards India as the star and key of the Indian Ocean.
Ambassador Bhatia, India does regard Mauritius as a gateway to Africa because it sits at the southwest part of the Indian Ocean, and this has been described so many a time. While we come to the continental kind of approach, and which also was reflected in the speeches made by the Mauritian leadership as to how India could take advantage of that kind of gateway. But if you look at the most important aspect, which always gets highlighted, and probably I would like to take it up first, is the great people-to-people connect, the deep cultural bonds that the Prime Minister mentioned on day one during his diaspora engagement, his talk to the people, he's attending the National Day celebration. All that gets reflected because 70% of the population is of Indian origin, and probably Mauritius is the only country where India has made exception to give the overseas citizenship of India card to the seventh generation, and the Prime Minister marked it by personally handing over OCI cards to the leadership. So if you can sum up that aspect.
I would like to highlight two points here, because there are two main points in your question. I think the first point is that Mauritius as the gateway to Africa is a somewhat older concept. This visit has now put forward a more contemporary interpretation of the role of Mauritius for India. Our leader has said that Mauritius is important to India from three different angles: Africa, Indian Ocean, and the Global South. In all three domains, Mauritius has a special role to play. And on top of that, it has been projected that when it comes to Sagar Doctrine, security and growth for all in the region, Mauritius is at the heart of this doctrine. So I would say, as we were expecting, in a matter of 10 years, when the world has changed, Indian Ocean has changed, and I must say India and Mauritius have changed, Mauritius is no longer a gateway only to Africa. It has become the heart of our Sagar Doctrine. So this is very important. And on the second point, the role of the Indian origin community, I think you are absolutely right. This is very, very important. 70% people are of Indian origin, and India has shown a very special gesture by deciding to implement its decision announced earlier to give OCI cards to people going back up to the 7th generation. But let me make an additional point. India's friendship with Mauritius is not just confined to the Indian origin people, even though it is a very special bond. The rest of the 30% people are also important to India. Prime Minister Modi described Mauritius as the garden of diversity, and he respects that diversity. And his approach, India's diplomacy, India's outreach, is to each and every citizen of Mauritius.
So I think, Ambassador, if you look at the official transaction of business, as one would say, eight memorandum of understanding were undertaken with the prime ministers, India and Mauritius, overseeing that. They looked at crime investigation, they talk of maritime traffic monitoring, diplomacy, infrastructure, commerce, capacity building, finance, economic, blue economy or ocean economy. So these are very, very vast areas, and they have been very concrete offering from India to help the people of Mauritius. Of course, the Prime Minister did mention how India always has been the first responder, latest being the Cyclone Chido when India is arrested. And the previous, we all remember, the 5 years ago, it was COVID, and there was another natural calamity where India, because the oil spill had occurred, so if you look at the India's engagement goes beyond, just as I said, people to people is an important component, but a general well-being for people of Mauritius, be it building a hospital, be it building a training center, of course the Supreme Court building was there, and now we have offered new parliament building. So it's a all-encompassing kind of an engagement. Is that the correct assessment?
Absolutely. Development cooperation, as we call it technically, has many dimensions, but in all dimensions it seems to us that progress is being continuously achieved. It is not a matter where leaders fly in, make a few speeches and go away, and then the whole matter is forgotten. In fact, our diplomatic machine is now working overtime very sincerely to make sure that the agreements which are arrived at by the political leaders get actually implemented. So in terms of solid data, facts and figures, it can be established that, for example, in the past roughly two decades, India made available to Mauritius assistance amounting to about $1.1 billion. About 70% of that was as credit and 30% as assistance or grant. So this already shows India's generosity and the reciprocity and receptivity of Mauritius to accept this. And all this money then gets used to a variety of projects that you have spoken about. But if you allow me, I want to also bring in the philosophical or conceptual notion which came out in the visit this time. When we now talk about the enhanced strategic partnership, people are asking what it means. Is it just some technical thing? The answer lies in the document entitled Joint Vision for this relationship, which has been announced by the two prime ministers of India and Mauritius. It is taking the cooperation to the next higher level. It is cooperation that runs across various domains. So until now, we used to talk about development cooperation, trade and economic relationship, and cultural cooperation and the rest of it. But now in this document, they have made the relationship more contemporary and more futuristic. So, I mean, it is quite noteworthy that things like fintech, DPI, artificial intelligence, ocean economy, all these very, very new concepts have all figured there. What the leaders are trying to project, what the governments are saying, that the traditional methods of cooperation will continue, but the two countries need to really move themselves very quickly into what is happening in this century. So I'm very happy when they talk about increased cooperation. This is about in all these areas.
In fact, I was coming to that particular point of fintech, because that's something India has been taking up, engaging its neighborhood and other countries. And I think here is the promoting the local arrangement for currency settlement through RuPay and UPI. Some of the India's flagship programs, which have really, if I would say, the entire world looks at the way India has gone very high into this digital financial transaction. So this is a thing that India has the technology and is offering to its neighborhood, part of the neighborhood first and the extended neighborhood that we looks at. So if you were to contextualize it in the way the whole thing is now looking at, because the trade wars, the different thing, how do you look at this particular aspect and how is it beneficial for?
No, I think I'm very enthusiastic about it, and not because of any theoretical knowledge, but because of the practical experience of living in India as an Indian citizen. I do not remember when I wrote a check, you know, in the last few months. I do not remember when I actually took out my wallet and paid for my tea or buying some mithai or paying to a club membership through cash. Now, this is a convenience in a city like Delhi, but imagine if you are in a cluster of islands in the middle of the Indian Ocean, if this facility is available there and India is going to make it available to Mauritius, what a fantastic convenience it will bestow. My feeling is that all this is going to all the friendly countries that are willing to receive it. DPI and FinTech, the very mention by the two prime ministers, shows that the whole idea is ease of living for our friendly citizens.
Absolutely, and also add ease of doing business.
Indeed.
Both of which are Prime Minister's very favorite focus areas. In fact, on this particular FinTech, you mentioned about DPI, the Digital Public Infrastructure. I think that's caught the attention of the Western countries too, because they have, I remember reading many articles on this as to how India is aggressively working on allowing this platform DPI for other countries to benefit from. So it's a great push towards the digital.
It is a matter of receptivity. There are, of course, larger corporate interests, you know, operating. And that's why, as I said, if a country is willing to receive India's technical know-how and India's expertise and is convinced about how a quiet revolution has been taking place in India, then our gifts are open to everybody.
So one issue before we run is, if you can just sum up the importance of Indian Ocean and the country in the context of India's decision to promote a National Maritime Information Center and hydrography works, because these are very, very connected to what we are looking at, both in terms of strategic locations and strategic partnerships.
I'm glad you have raised this dimension, the strategic importance and the question of maritime security. I think consumed a considerable amount of time at the preparatory stage, and these matters figure very extensively both in the list of outcome documents, agreements, and also very much the joint vision. Indian Ocean is of immense strategic importance because of the geopolitical stakes. There are almost every major country which is interested in developing close relations with Mauritius, be it US, UK, Europe, Russia, Turkey, Iran, and Africa. So in that kind of competition, it is a great tribute to Indian diplomacy that we figure very high on the list of priorities and as a friendly partner nation for Mauritius, which is very much reflected by all these facts that we have discussed. In terms of maritime security, you know, the white shipping, information exchange, and other new steps, India will ensure that the legitimate cooperation and security interests of both countries are fully protected. And you noticed that the Indian Prime Minister went there, and at that time an Indian Navy ship was there. I also watched the parade, and in the parade there was a contingent of the Indian Navy when they were passing in front of the main stage where Prime Minister and his host were sitting. PM got up and enthusiastically saluted Indian men in the uniform, and everybody got up and saluted the soldiers as well. So these are very happy memories of this visit.
Ambassador Bhatia, thank you very much for sharing your deep insights on this extremely important partnership.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Mauritius and strengthening India-Mauritius partnership. The participants were Rajiv Bhatia, former ambassador, and KB Prasad, senior journalist.
Spotlight.